Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English Language News Hungary Reports. I'm Hanna Kotot with today's news from Hungary and the Carpathian Basin. Let's get started. The Hungarian economy's outlook has once again improved. This time, the conclusion came from analysts in London. According to JP Morgan, Hungarian industry is performing much better than expected, so GDP growth will most likely be greater than previously foreseen. Yet another favorable economic statistic was published on Tuesday, this time about the building and construction industry. Growth in March has passed 12%.
Budapest's interweaving tram system in Buda is under ongoing construction. It's one of the capital's biggest projects currently. It's thanks to investments such as this one that the construction industry's production has grown in the past month, particularly in March. According to the Central Statistical Bureau's production in building industry has increased by more than 10%, 12.7 to be exact. Biggest benefactors of these numbers are road and railway constructions, but increasing building construction is also noticeable. Not counting the slight stop in December, the building industry's growth has been ongoing for 2 years, and according to signs, it will only continue. Construction of one of the country's biggest innovation centers has just started in Kecskemét. The center for research will cost 3 billion forints, almost 10 million euros, and will be used for automobile industry research most frequently. Nándor Csepregi, Deputy State Secretary for Development Policy Communication, said that until 2020, the government will spend more than 75 billion forints, more than 2 million euros, on supporting research and development. Around the world, we have less and less need for jobs. Where all employees do is to put together two parts. A country's economic development can only continue. New jobs can only be created if something to worth of actually productive in the country. This is a furniture factory in Bátortyerenye, which was just expanded. Along with the automobile industry, more and more such as the furniture fabrication contribute to Hungary's continuous industrial growth. According to detailed statistics from the Central Statistical Bureau, almost 12% industrial increase was seen in March. Along with the automobile industry, electronics, rubber, plastics and the food industry have also been expanded. According to experts, it's important to note that the number of orders are also higher than a year ago. The economy ministry stated that industrial performance play an increasing big part in the supporting of country's economic development. In the government's goal to increase the scale of industry in the GDP from the current 23% to 30% by 2020. Since 2010, 130,000 new jobs were created in the sector, and industrial wages grew at a pace higher than the average in the last 4 years.
Mihály Munkácsy's trilogy is together once again in the Déri Museum in Debrecen. The missing painting, Christ Before Pilate, arrived to the Hungarian capital on Tuesday from Canada. Discussion over the painting has lasted for a while with a Canadian art gallery, but the situation was finally resolved. The Hungarian state bought the masterpiece.
The truck arrived to Déri Museum in Debrecen 9:45 a.m. on Tuesday. The missing painting of Mihály Munkácsy's trilogy, Christ and Pilate, rolled in the back of the truck all the way from Canada. The painting that arrived from Canada was lifted by a crane into the museum through the window. Restorators trust that the creation held up well during the trip. Sometimes occurs, especially at pooling sites, that local conservations have to be made. We are perfectly aware of the possibility. I have prepared for it, said expert of the museum. Zoltán Balog, Minister of Human Resources, announced back on the 26th of February that Hungary has bought the painting from Hamilton Gallery in Canada. Mayor of Debrecen called it a historic moment that the second painting in the trilogy arrived to the museum. We can finally announce that the Christ and Pilate has found its home in Debrecen. It wasn't the Hungarian state property until now, but starting now, thanks to the agreement with our national bank, it will be in Debrecen, said the city's mayor. Negotiations with the owner of the third painting in the trilogy, Golgotha, haven't come to a conclusion yet. The businessman, who is of Hungarian descent, said earlier that he would like the trilogy to stay together.
The winter campaign promoting Budapest at home and abroad was successful, said organizers. They said the campaign brought Budapest about 130,000 guest nights. First quarter statistics on tourism were published just yesterday. Analysts foresee a record-breaking year based on the report.
The footage seen here was recorded in February. Not even the cold, icy weather stopped people who wished to relax in one of the capital's most beautiful thermal baths. The Széchenyi bath is full of tourists, even during the winter.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's certainly warm. And, we're enjoying it. I love going under the little shower thing. And when you walk about...
Among medicinal baths, Europe's largest indoor thermal bath reached record high traffic. 4 years ago, the bath joined Budapest Winter Invitation campaign, which offers coupons and discounts for tourists so that they could visit the Hungarian capital during the winter as well. The CEO of Budapest Spas PLC said that with the help of the campaign, Hungarian baths may become more well-known in other countries as well as not only at home. For us, the most important thing that, thanks to Hungarian Tourism Limited and the whole campaign, thermal baths are advertised in big cities around the world. So if someone sees it but doesn't come to Budapest, it may still stick there in the thermal baths in Budapest and they might visit later, the spring, summer or fall, said the CEO. More and more tourists arrive to Hungary thanks to the winter campaign. In the period between November and April, most guests come from the United Kingdom, Italy, France, Germany and Russia. The organizers' objective was to promote Budapest once again and to increase the capital's pre- and post-season guest traffic.
The Austrian capital is excitedly preparing for the Eurovision Song Contest. Public transport has posters of the contest everywhere. The town square has a huge telescreen counting down the days. And the museum district has 40 benches on its streets, symbolizing the 40 participating countries. In Vienna, in exactly 1 week, the first semi-final starts the 60th time the contest is organized. Our Hungarian contestant Boglárka Csemer, or Bogi, will take the stage next Tuesday. Hundreds of thousands of viewers are expected to arrive to Vienna for the event.
Austrian artists are creating unique furniture in a studio in Vienna. They are preparing for this year's Jubilee Eurovision Song Contest with 40 colorful benches, which will decorate the streets of Vienna's museum district. Each piece of furniture will symbolically represent the contestant's country. Vienna is already excitedly preparing for the Eurovision contest. Posters and ornaments can be seen all around the streets, and a big screen counts down the number of days left until the contest starts before the city hall.
It's a nice contest. It's very good for all the countries to get involved, brings great atmosphere to wherever it's been held. Yeah, I do. I think it's still the same.
Most hotels only have a few unbooked rooms left. Everyone expects full capacity during the contest. We have special Eurovision employees who know all about the contest and are there to help tourists. Fans will be brought to the scene of the contest by special shuttle, said the hotel manager. At the site in the Wiener Stadthalle, everything is ready and the rehearsals have begun. Organizers expect hundreds of thousands of visitors to arrive to the capital, so they are also preparing outdoor screening on huge screens. At the site, around 100,000 visitors can view the different finals, but we await viewers all around the country with outdoor screenings. This is a huge event for Vienna and all around the world. Almost 200 million people will see the contest through their screens, said the CEO of Austrian National TV to M1. The Hungarian contestant and her team met international press for the first time on Tuesday, and their first photo was taken together. There was even an avid fan who made a special T-shirt with the lyrics of the song. Boglárka Csemer and her team already had their first technical rehearsals. Bogi told M1 News that she is completely satisfied with the organization. I heard myself really well on stage. We received the projector a week ago and we replied with the specifics that we'd like, how we'd change it. And most of it was corrected, so the image is really beautiful. It's classy and colorful, simple yet grandiose. I really enjoyed. We are surrounded by the truly professional staff here, said Bogi. Boglárka Csemer, Bogi will take the stage for the first time next Tuesday at the first semi-final with her song, Wars for Nothing. The same night, performers from the Netherlands, Finland and Greece will also play. If Bogi doesn't make it to the next round, she can still participate in the final on Saturday. The Eurovision Song Contest will be broadcast live by Public Media's Duna channel.
And that was all for today from our team here at M1. Don't forget to tune in for Hungary Reports tomorrow night and every night. Thanks for watching. We'll be right back.